To find your magic, follow the pull that makes you come alive. Edward Pike. Hey everybody, and welcome yet again to another episode of Speak with Clarity, Confidence, and Charisma. I'm your host, Connie Lee Bennett, and in today's recording, we're going to be talking about how we often feel stuck in these boxes of titles. And these boxes really prevent us from fully expressing all of who we are. So definitely grab a paper and pen. Stay tuned if we want to find out more about how you can share out of the process and not out of the title. I will see you in a bit. Welcome, guys. And today we are joined by Edward Pike, the Light Warrior Coach. Ed, welcome. And thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Such a pleasure to connect with you finally on this podcast.
You know, look, it's great to always connect with you. I just love who you are, and I love your energy. And yes, it's a pleasure, but I'm feeling more of a kind of an honor to be in this space with you, because we had an interesting chat earlier on before we jumped on live, and we were talking about this question of what needs to, you know, why is it that it took us so long to sort of get this sorted out? And I was intrigued by the question, what needed to shift within you and what needed to shift within me so that we could both be in that divine space to be able to connect and then offer on this podcast what is divinely needed for people.
Yeah, it's such an interesting question, and it's fascinating to remember. And you know, of course, I'm reminded time and time again, because I forget of divine timing, of that things do happen when they need to happen, no matter how much I try to push and force things. And this podcast is just a brilliant example of that, because, as you know, I've just kind of launched myself and opened up for business as the Light Warrior Coach. And of course, it's been 10 years in the making, you know, but it's also been at least a year in the making, and physically and design wise. And, you know, it's been a whole process for me of refining what I do. And I thought I had the website ready, for example, in January, but then I asked a friend for brutal feedback. I asked three different friends over the course of the last 4 months for really honest feedback. And I got amazing feedback as a result of that. So I was able to really refine my understanding of my work, really kind of really come closer and closer to what I do, and bringing together everything that I've learned and trained in and been working with people on for the past 10 years into the Light Warrior Coach. But it has been this, you know, this process of having to surrender to the timing. And it's quite new for me, because in the past I would have an idea and kind of, you know, run with it. But this time round, I really wanted to kind of honor it and craft it, and, you know, really take time to do it in a way that feels so good. And as a result of that, I'm far more excited and connected and brave, might be the word, while I feel more in my authority as a result of all of that refinement that I've done. And that's very new for me, a new space to be in, which feels super exciting. So for me, that's the shift, is that I had to embody it. I had to, I don't know, refine is the word that keeps coming back, distill it, I don't know, understand it, all these words, to really be able to now speak with you from my body and my heart and my cells about what I do, and I feel is now clearer and clearer and clearer. Yeah.
This is, you know, I can feel your words in my body, which is, it's so beautiful. Sometimes, you know, when a lot of people who are listening to this podcast, you know, they often are, you know, presenting themselves, and maybe it's the boardroom or in relationships, or it's this idea of how do I show up in my life? And it's fascinating. Today we're talking about this idea of sharing out of the process rather than out of the title, rather than out of the, sort of conditioned expectation, sharing out of the journey, the refinement, the embodiment, the experience, rather than out of that expectation of who it is that we believe we need to be or how we need to show up. And oh my gosh, what you said was so beautiful about this idea of really just understanding that actually the process in of itself is the journey to the fullest expression of yourself. So it's not, it's never going to be that destination. So if we're looking for that perfect expression, or like you're saying, the perfect website, it's never going to come, because the journey of refinement, distilling, that was a beautiful word, it takes time. You know, I'm curious to find out in 5 years' time, let's do a reunion podcast and see where you are, because I feel that you will be in a very different space, and you might be, you know, the light warrior. I don't know. You just don't know, because you're going to have so many more experiences that are going to have distilled you. And that's what you're going to share out of.
Yeah, beautiful. Exactly.
I'm curious why this is an important topic for you. This idea of sharing out of the process of our journey rather than, you know, the title.
Yeah. Well, it's something we've talked about, and it's something you've helped me really see and feel and embody, again, to use that word. And for me, that's the key. It's in the past, I would try and find the title and then run with that. And that was a big difference, because it came from a more mind space. It came from a more of an image of, you know, how do I speak about myself from this place? Whereas what I've learned through you, and what I'm starting to really get into, and there's so much pleasure in my body in this, is that it's really more of an embodied sharing. You know, I'm sharing my story, I'm sharing my magic, I call it, you know, my own unique way of arriving at this current expression of my work, and that comes from really letting go a bit of the title, although there's an obvious title in the Light Warrior Coach, but there's a whole journey and story to kind of arrive at that. There's a whole process that kind of that's brought me there, and that process has been embodiment. And my kind of the difference, I think, between title and process, or process might be the wrong word, is like one is more mind driven, perhaps. And so it comes with all these images of who we want to be, who we think we need to be, you know, how we need to do marketing, how we need to show up, how we need to speak X, Y, Z, because we are a X, Y, Z, versus actually being ourselves and being our uniqueness and our own, you know, power in our body. And really that comes from going on that journey and understanding or seeing the connection between our story, between everything we've gone through, all our experiences, and so who we are as a person, which also includes, you know, what we love and what our natural gifts and talents are, and the meeting point between that and what we're actually here to do, what we're here to do in the world, what is our mission and our purpose. And for me, the sharing from the process of getting there is a lot more juicy and exciting than coming and saying, hi, I'm the Light Warrior Coach. And I, you know, of course I can say, hi, I'm the Light Warrior Coach, and I do this and I do that. And of course I do say that as well. But I'm really interested now in this next phase of like, sharing more from, you know, I help people ideally placed to do that, you know, for my story, every single one of my experiences growing up as, for example, a twin, and two young brothers who are twins as well. I use that example quite a lot. So I grew up in this family where there was this bond of brotherhood, and we were experiencing deep connection with another being from a very early age. But at the same time, it gave me this drive to find myself, to find my individuality, to find, you know, who am I? How do I want to do life? How do I want to live? How do I want to create? And the Light Warrior Coach has really come from that as well. Like now, as I'm launching it into the world, I want to to share with people how I'm finding, continuously finding my magic and refining my embodiment and my understanding of what I do and how I'm expressing myself in the world. And so I'm kind of excited to share from that place rather than from that place of title. That's why I think this topic is so juicy right now. And it's not something I have all the answers on at all. It's really much, very much an exploration that I'm excited to take.
And I think that's really important. What you said is, I'm excited to take this exploration. You know, it's that mindset shift, you know, that we've often spoken about. And I think the problem that keeps us stuck in this sort of limiting box of full expression is often that, okay, I need to find the title, I need to find the image, I need to, it's sort of like that title is that which is sort of putting that box around us, and we'll never be able to be that full expression, versus the mindset shift I was hearing you say, which is, okay, I'm going to stop avoiding the journey, because there's a fear in the journey. There's a fear of, what will I find? I'll have to look into my fears. I was having a really beautiful conversation yesterday. And we were talking about how sometimes we have these deep, deep, deep fears. And unless we heal those fears, they will always unconsciously be projected onto our reality. And the only way for us to heal those fears is through the journey. And unconsciously, the ego doesn't like this. The ego, I feel, wants to avoid that because, you know, it needs to control, and it's safer just to find a box that feels safe in. But the problem, the limiting thing for us is always that fear, like, okay, I want to avoid the journey. My story actually isn't enough because your story is better. Versus what I'm hearing you say, finding that magic, that power within you that says, listen, this is my story, and share from the story. We often talk about sharing from the story, don't we, in all public speaking circles. But you've just said something even more powerful, which is, listen, I'm sharing from my story, but I tell you what I'm also doing. I'm going to be a role model of, I'm not perfect. This is my journey. Walk with me on my journey if you want to. This is my light warrior journey, but I'm having a journey. You're welcome to have some fun with me. You know, it's going to be very juicy, but you don't have to. But it's all about my journey, and I'm excited to take this journey, and we can do it together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really exciting.
It's a mindset shift, isn't it? It's the
and it's an
subtle.
And it's also energetic, because if I if I feel into how I might have been before, I was in my mind, there was more separation. I was disconnecting a bit. I wasn't fully present in the here and now. It was kind of speaking from, what would the word be? You know, I'm the coach. I mean, not that I was doing this, but I'm going to exaggerate a bit. Like, I'm sure. The coach, I'm the therapist, you know, and this is what I do. I can help you do this. Which, of course, you know, as I said, I can still say, but it came from, a place of disconnection. Underlying that was a fear of actually being fully, authentically, you know, 100% who I am, which includes my journey, my story. And what I'm really realizing, and that's been a big part of the past few months, is really owning what I love. Like, When I was a kid, I used to make videos with my brothers. We used to, you know, do shows and plays, and I was in scouts, I was in theater, I was in all these things, and I never thought that I could bring this into my work. And it was never something, that I'd kind of pushed to the side as either not interesting or not of value. And the past few months, I've really kind of had to really sat with, okay, how do I want to share my message? How do I want to what excites me as a way of sharing this journey and, you know, my life here on Crete and the work that I'm doing. And as a result of that, I've been really immersing myself in things like, you know, video making, upgrading my skills and getting equipment and drones, and really kind of immersing myself in like things that I used to love, really love. And I still really, really love, but I kind of parked away I'd be disconnected from. I'm not entirely sure why. And yeah, that's, you know, coming back to that feels super alive and super juicy and super in my body. So from this, the difference is that I feel a lot more connected. And as a result of it, I already notice how more connected I am to the people I'm of service to people who are reaching out to me, or my clients, friends, or people in my community. I'm far more present and available for them already as a result of that. Yeah.
You know, you often speak about this term in embodiment, and it's not something that I've sort of, I've recently started coming across it, but as you're, each time I speak to you, it sort of, it integrates a little bit more and more, this idea of to really embody. And you were just talking about this idea of really being fully present to the energy of who you are, and the body is actually our greatest gift to teach us whether we're in alignment or out of alignment.
Yeah.
And this, I'm putting words in your mouth, but I think this is really the first solution for us to really,
yes,
to show up from the process is, number one, to embody. And yeah, one of the ways I hear you say embodying is important is really reconnecting with what it is that you love. And the only way you know if you love something is if you're feeling that childlike joy. You know, I'm seeing you running around the beach with the stone and your dog, and you're making these videos, and you've got this beautiful smile, and there's just this beautiful energy of being you.
Yeah.
But then also the second thing that you said was owning your passions.
Yeah.
Owning your passions and asking, okay, so how can I bring this into my work? Because, you know, when we're truly in alignment, I don't know where I heard this, but someone was saying somewhere sometime, you know, one of those things are all connected, everything, you know, it was saying something about, oh, I think it was about marketing. It was a podcast or something. And this person, oh, now I remember, it was Abraham Hicks. I was listening to Abraham Hicks, and this guy was asking Abraham, so, you know, I want to know what the right marketing tool is for me. This person is doing this person is doing that, that person says I need to do this. So it's like you were saying, there's all this title and this image and this kind of like, this is what we need to be doing. These are all the different boxes, and each box makes me feel a little bit claustrophobic. So Abraham turned around, and of course I'm Connie-rising what Abraham said, but it was something like, okay, but what we often do is our focus is on the limitation versus our, you know, what actually brings us joy.
Yeah.
And yeah. Abraham said, so, okay, so yeah, but isn't it great that you have that opportunity to explore? To begin to explore what marketing technique is in alignment with you. Isn't it great and exciting that we live in a world where, you know, you can market yourself online, and kind of these broad, exciting, connecting with what actually excites you. And when you're in the excitement, and this is really the point of my long-winded story, is when you're connected to that excitement and that passion, then your soul can give you an innovative new way that hasn't been created by somebody else, but is your divine expression of marketing.
Yeah, beautiful. Exactly. And the body is key, as you know, as you say. I mean, you know, the body is made of the cosmos, is made of the universe, you could say. So we have to be in the body to be in our power. We just cannot, it's not possible otherwise. We're not truly in our power if we're not truly in and of the body. And that's the first step, you know, the key step is getting back into the body. And often we think we're in the body, but we might be a little bit, but actually we're operating from old images and old trajectories and old conditioning that perhaps we're not aware of. And marketing and entrepreneurship and all of these ways, they, as you say, they carry all these boxes because there's many, 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 many kind of ways and maps, but we have to find our own. And that's the kind of the second solution. If we're already going into those, for me, it's when you're in your body, you can feel your excitement, you can feel your guidance, and you can create your own map. Do things that work for you, not what you're told to be doing. You know, you might want to, for example, I'm about to launch a series of videos on rediscovering our magic on my YouTube channel. And until December, January, I was kind of doing videos here and there, you know, kind of intuitively on the topic. But then I really paused in the past few months and I really asked myself, how do I want to do this? And what came was really clear was that I'm not someone who can share all year round. I'm someone who wants to like craft a series. You know, I want to have 6 months, 3 videos a month, a vlog, a tutorial, and a workout, and a podcast a month on one topic that month. And there's a whole journey I want to take the people on, you know, rather than it being, just intuitive and kind of free flowing. Just, you know, I have to do content because I have to do content. I really took time to, I'm going to craft this, you know, so I'm upgrading all of my skills and my design skills and my video skills and my interviewing skills and my presenting skills to craft like a series, a body of work that I'm really, really excited about. And that is, I know that's the right thing because I follow the guidance of my body and that lights me up completely and totally. I feel, you know, icky and I feel small and I feel a bit trapped in my shoulders when I think of going back to how I used to create content as a good example, you know. So by being more in my body, by listening to my guidance, I'm starting to find my own way of doing it. I feel a lot more connected and it really connects me back to what I loved as a child, my natural gifts and things that I've always had an interest in, but perhaps not fully expressed. There's this beautiful meeting point of like, you know, what we truly love, which for me is actually what we're here, what are our natural gifts and our talents and our way of expressing ourselves. There's this beautiful meeting point that comes in, and it can only come from being in our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I always, if you're listening to this podcast, anything like me, my mind went into, that sounds amazing, Ed. What are the steps? Tell me what you did practically, you know, and I think the answer is actually the opposite of that. It sounds like you didn't do anything, but you beed. That's not a word, I just made it up. But you were being in your body and listening to that process and allowing yourself the 10 years, the 1 year, you gave yourself, my best friend often says to me, Connie, just give yourself permission. Because I don't give myself permission because of all these images, right? Like giving myself permission to have a bad day, giving myself permission to take a step back, giving myself permission to go for that walk, because don't you think that in society, yes, we'd love to give ourselves permission, but these boxes of, I have to make money, I have to be in a relationship, they constrict us so much that we don't have the space to give ourselves permission to ask that question.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So, yeah, this video didn't light me up today. And we're not witnessing ourselves. You know, sounds like you're like, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna do these videos, and you were doing it. And then you gave yourself permission to fail through the You gave yourself permission to feel whether it worked, whether it didn't, and you felt your way into a better expression of yourself, which is now this new video series.
Yeah, exactly.
And giving yourself the space and permission is our third solution. Do you think?
Yeah, and it's very tied to what I had written down as a third solution, which is giving ourselves permission, because giving us permission, in my experience, helps us heal this split that we have between doing what we love and fulfilling our needs. And it's something I've carried my entire life. You know, I see it in my brothers and me. I see it in my twin. It's like, I'm doing what I love and he's not doing what he loves, but he's fulfilling his needs. You know, I'm doing what I love, but I'm not really fulfilling my needs. It's been my kind of story and my experience for a lot of my life. And that lives in a lot of us. And that's the same split of the mind and the body. It's the split between, you know, we see it all around in society. It's like you can't make a living. You can't be fulfilled by doing what you love. You know, you have to provide for you. And of course, there is a reality right now to how our society is structured, that there is a reality to that as well. But I feel it's even deeper than that. It's at a core level. It's at a psyche, collective, perhaps psyche level, and maybe a soul level, you know, that we're, I believe I'm part of this movement to heal that split, the split between the mind and the body, and the split between the parts of us that are saying, I need to do what I love. You know, for me, it's non-negotiable. And that's just part of personally, it's just been part of my design. It's been non-negotiable. Design, I cannot not do what I love. And at the same time, integrating it it's allowing me to flourish and to thrive and to provide for my needs and those of my family and my dogs and my boyfriend. And, you know, it's allowing me to really expand in my life. And that's been a big, big challenge for me, for sure. But I also see that as that. It's like giving ourselves permission to take that time to explore, to allow things to come to us, because it's not, you know, it's also, you know, something you read or a course that pops up that kind of, you know, guides you into more, and or you see someone and you're inspired by the way they do it. And then you go, oh, that's how perhaps potentially I could craft what I want to do, because that really excites me, the way they've done it, you know, using that inspiration to then find our own way. And in finding our own way, I really think that's the first step. It's about, yeah, healing that split, giving ourselves permission to thrive by doing what we love, potentially. Yeah.
It always comes back to the body, isn't it? It's in order to really do anything, we need to feel it. Like, does this excite me? Does that excite me? And listening to your body. And, you know, we were saying in the beginning about how it's so good to connect with you, Ed, in the stillness of this present moment. And it's such a beautiful gift that you and I have, and that we provide for our clients and the people in our lives. It's just that space of stillness where you can connect with yourself, so you can truly connect with that other person. Like you said, you know, when you're in that space of groundedness and connection with you, then you can be that for other people. And that's the greatest gift
we
can offer anyone.
Yeah, beautiful.
So I love this topic, and we can speak about it forever. I'm just feeling like, as we begin to complete, is there anything that you feel what is the one thing that we could be, or the one tip or the one thought or technique that you feel would really help us heal that disconnect, that would help us embody the magic of the process to allow us to reconnect with passion and excitement and kind of do what we love? No pressure, Ed, seriously.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
Well, there's a couple of things that come to mind, and they're very connected. So they're kind of one thing, but two different perspectives on it. First is what we've just spoken about, which is getting more in tune with our bodies, getting more in tune with the yes and the no, you know, that depending on our design, and that's kind of the second point, depending on how we're designed, we'll feel it, you know, in our gut, we'll feel it immediately, or we'll feel it, you know, a day later, whatever time we need to really feel and that yes or that no in our bodies. And in my experience, it's, you know, we might all experience it differently. That's the first thing. Depending on our human design, you know, some people need to take more time to feel that yes. They need to wait till the emotional wave subsides so they can feel it. Some people feel it immediately in the body. Some people don't even have what they call an inner authority, but they need to speak to people that they trust in order to be able to feel it. So we all, you know, uniquely designed, and that's what I wanted to talk as a second point. You know, understanding that for me has been like, you know, game changing, and doing that with my clients and helping them understand their strategy and how their GPS works and how they can navigate is just, you know, another level, because it brings them really into the body, because it's very an embodied process, and it's about, you know, listening to where this inner guidance lies in your body and how it expresses itself. And that for me is the biggest takeaway. You know, it's either through human design or simply through practicing listening, deep listening to our bodies, to that yes or that no, to where we feel, if we feel a tingle of aliveness in our gut, you know, and if, or even all the way down into our pelvis, you could call it Eros. I trained in core energetics, which is a form of body psychotherapy, and John Pierakos was the founder, and he talks about Eros. That Eros for life, which is actually a guiding force. It's guiding us. It's like the Cupid's arrow. You know, it guides us to things. Like you feel this Eros towards someone. And sometimes that Eros can turn into love or sex or purely creative connection. You know, it doesn't matter. What's important is to follow that Eros in your body, to feel what you're pulled to and drawn to. So that's my big, that's the takeaway, pure and simple, is, you know, finding your own unique way of listening to your guidance within your body, which could be different from one person to the next.
I love that. And that's such a beautiful place for us to complete is, you know, what can we do each day, you know, crafting, giving ourselves permission to really feel that Eros.
Yeah.
And just kind of, yeah, I can feel it in energy, but I don't have the words. Is, you know, if you're listening, the invitation from Ed and myself is just to connect with that pulling force that's pulling you forward rather than sort of pushing you and resistance. It's more of that flow. So follow your Eros. Thank you for joining us, Ed.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure, Connie. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you. One of my biggest takeaways today, I mean, I've had so many, but I realized that stagnation, when I feel stagnant, like I'm not moving, I'm not creating, I'm not feeling happy, it's because I'm not following what excites me. And I'm not giving myself permission to do what excites me. And my invitation to myself, if it is an invitation that you would like to join me on, is to really begin to notice again what excites me. Because I have found that I've started to get caught up again into those kind of those boxes, those traps, those shackles of sort of the expectations of what it is that I'm needing to do and to create. And I have lost that spark, that zeal, that passion for life. So my invitation to you is to begin to notice, and embody those feelings of excitement. I hope this was helpful. It was definitely helpful for me. If you want to find out more, definitely make sure you've downloaded the A to Z of Powerful Public Speaking Tips in the description below. If you want to find out more about Edward Pike, our amazing light warrior coach, the link is in the description below. Thanks always for listening. I'll see you in the next episode for more insights on how you can fully express all of who you are. Bye.